teach. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, able to teach. Use that methodology. Say to a friend sometime, do you realize that there are 8 detailed examples of conversions in the book of Acts? Would you look with me at a few of these examples, Jews and Gentiles converted to Christ Jesus? On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, they were pricked in the heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And they were told to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins, and they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 10, in verse 43, they're told to believe. Cornelius, a Gentile man, was told to believe, just like the Jews were told back then what to do. He was told to believe. And in verse 48, he was commanded to be baptized in the name of the Lord. The same message was being taught. Somewhere along the way, there was repentance taught to Cornelius, because in Acts 11 and verse 18, it is noted, what did they do? They were told the report about Peter and the others going to the household of the Gentile Cornelius. They held their peace and glorified God, saying, God has granted repentance unto life unto the Gentiles. I challenge you to go back to Acts chapter 10 and read the word repentance. Repentance unto life unto the Gentiles. Somewhere along the way, that was a part of that message, and that's a part of that synecdoche teaching in God's Word. The part that stands for the whole. They summed up the belief of Acts 10:43 and the baptism command of Acts 10:48 with the idea that God granted repentance unto life. Acts 11, verse 18. These people were told to be servants of God. What did Cornelius repent from? He repented from the way of the patriarchs, his prayer life, his almsgiving life, and that sort of thing that he was doing, thinking he was right with God. The whole system had changed. The gospel of Christ, he had come, and his blood had been shed. Now they could have remission of those sins, and they could live for the Lord. They could really make it meaningful as they practiced pure religion, caring for the fatherless and widows of affliction. And so Cornelius could do that. He is told to repent of that former way of life and now come into Christ. And that's what he did. When you and I look at this message of the Lord as a servant of the Lord, are we like these traits? Must not be divisive, gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patient. Someone says, I did pretty good at that thing until you got to that word patience. I've heard brethren tell me, yeah, it was a good sermon until you got to that word patience. Boy, I need more of that, and I need it right now. I need it today. I needed it yesterday. I needed it. Patience. How do we get patience? Well, I want to suggest to you and me that we can learn patience as we grow in the service of God. Patience is a wonderful subject taught about in God's Word. It means for us to have the ability of patience to simply let things go by. Be patient with it. Have the time. When Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, beginning verse 21, he became all things to all men, that by all means he might save some. What was he doing? He was considering where his fellow man was. If he's a Jew, I'm more like a Jew. In the things I can be, following God's commands, I'm not going to violate God's command and pretend that Jesus has never come. I'm going to follow his commands and follow the ways of the Lord and the moral ways and codes that I can live by. I became all things to all men. To the weak, I became weak. To the strong, I became strong. I didn't talk about a man's strength to a man who was weak. I didn't talk about a man's weakness to a man who was strong. By all means, I might save some. When this man Paul was making every effort to reach out to others, the gospel of Jesus Christ, was he a man who was patient with his crutch? Giving time and ability and opportunity. The vow that he took in Acts chapter 21, beginning at verse 22. The Nazarite vow seems like it'd be the way, at least was it close enough to be that. Shaved his head. He began that back in Acts chapter 18 and verse 18 at Cenchrea. Before he left that area, in Acts 18 verse 18, he shaved his head. Was he patient in getting people to understand that he wanted to emphasize the purity of life? I know that there are those who teach that Paul went too far in that matter of taking that vow and going in among the Jews for that 7 days of time, and that he had to be involved in the day-to-day activities pretending as though Jesus had never come. And I understand that that would be a terrible, terrible wrong to do. I don't believe that Paul did that, and he's not accused of doing it in the statements of the text. It just simply says he was there, he was a part of that, he was part of it for the idea of emphasis to others. But I'm just saying to you and me, he had patience in the process of doing that because he began that back in Acts 18:18, and later on in Acts 21, he noted that he completed that. He was simply trying to help because of the Lord. You and I are patient. Are we quickly tearing it up? Quickly slamming the door? Quickly grabbing the papers and wrestling them in our hands and twisting them, throwing them in the trash? You're not really serious about this Bible study. You're not really serious about this obeying the Lord. You're not really serious about this. And I'll show you how impatient I am for the process. I'll kick the cat as I go out. I'll slam the door as I go out. I'll twist the papers and throw them in the trash. Is that our process? Or is it we'll be patient? We'll take time with it. Give understanding with it. Unto all men. Servant of the Lord must not be divisive, but gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instruct those who oppose themselves. Who are these people out here in the world, just like we were? We were opposing ourselves as we lived in sin. We were opposing ourselves as we practiced that way of life. It's not that they're opposing you and me and the teaching of them so much as they are opposing themselves. They're opposing their hope and their salvation and their peace and their joy in Christ Jesus and their forgiveness of sins. They're opposing that way. Now in meekness, instruct those who oppose themselves. Why do I want to do that? Because I want to be a servant of the Lord. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but in meekness instruct those who oppose themselves. May God bless you in every way for all the work that you're trying to do, and the many that you're trying to reach on this side of the county and wherever you may go. I trust that along the way you'll be in prayer for us as we try to reach out to more and more in regard to the other side of the county and the activities wherever they may go. And the activities that are around us so that we can teach people the gospel in meekness instruct those who oppose themselves. What a blessing it can be for you and for me if that is the case in our lives. Thus, that's what I sought to put together in the studies and in my arrangement for the lessons to be done in this idea of God-directed worship. And to call your attention back to a point made this morning and close with it, the idea of the brethren not obeying the Lord as they should as they became Christians there at Corinth, and how they messed up the Lord's Supper and made their own supper ahead of the Lord's Supper, and how they were eating and drinking condemnation of their souls. There's a way in which you and I can make it our own doctrine and our own religion, our own way, and hurt the cause of the Lord. Let's be people, instruct others who oppose themselves, instead of taking it on ourselves to be the villain of the matter and turn all others away by our failure to live for the Lord. Thank you for your listening and study with us as this song of invitation is given today. Perhaps there's one with us that says, I want to confess Christ. I want to be baptized into Christ. I want to begin this new way, a new walk with the Lord. You can do that today. Perhaps you've done that in days gone by, but have not lived up to it in any sort of way. A lot of things have touched you in regard to things said about the servant of the Lord in this lesson or in others during this series of meetings. As a result, you can come back to the way of the Lord. But it's so public and so open, it'll be so public and open that, hey, this brother, this sister did not wish to live this way. They didn't want to be this kind of a poor example to you. As it's said in the community, because you know it'll be said in the community.